With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Republican Congressman Tom Emmer of Minnesota says elected Democrats in his state have a poor track record when it comes to rooting out fraud.
The fraud is staggering under Tim Walz, our governor, and our attorney general, Ellison, for the last 7 years. I mean, we started with a $250 million Feeding Our Future pandemic fraud case, largest pandemic fraud case in the country.
Congressman Emmer was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says it's a tragedy that Renee Good was shot by a federal immigration officer during an enforcement operation in Minneapolis. However, she condemns using this incident to incite anger against law enforcement.
They are making her a martyr. You know, she is now the Minnesota woman to the Maryland man. And you will continue to see Democrats make her an idol, a godlike figure for their movement, and the star of their show in this anti-ICE rhetoric that is heating up and is causing violent attacks, threats against our law enforcement.
The U.S. and Taiwan have signed a deal easing sanctions on Taiwanese imports in exchange for that country investing some $250 billion in U.S. chip manufacturing. Bob Agnew has more.
It's the latest example of how President Trump's tariffs can work in favor of U.S. workers. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Corporation, TSMC, announced plans this week to increase capital spending by nearly 40% this year. Some of that is going to speed up construction of new plants in Arizona. Bob Agnew reporting.
A blast of cold winter weather has brought snowfall and sub-freezing wind chills across the Midwest and East Coast, as well as near-freezing temperatures in parts of the South. The National Weather Service says Saturday that below-average temperatures were forecast for the central and eastern part of the country. This is SRN News. A Christian financial expert issues a warning.
And it's not about the economy or debt or investments. No, Dave Ramsey is very concerned about gambling. The longtime Christian radio host and author said on a recent show that sports wagering is, quote, the most addictive thing I've ever seen. The number of people calling our financial counselors and telling them that their entire lives have been destroyed by gambling is unbelievable. It's the fastest growing addiction in America. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Texas Methodist Foundation has awarded nearly $1 million in grant funding to 68 churches and nonprofit ministries across Texas and New Mexico. One of those recipients is Corpus Christi Metro Ministries, providing over 8,000 hot meals to the homeless each month, as well as no-cost medical services and transitional housing. TMF says all the recipients spread the gospel and help the poor, adding that these are nurturing places where neighbors are welcomed and fed, where healing begins, and where people experience God's love. This is SRN News. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on actress Kiana Underwood, a former Nickelodeon star who was tragically killed in a hit-and-run accident over the weekend.
Police in New York City say Kiana Underwood, a former Nickelodeon child star, was killed Friday in a hit-and-run in Brooklyn. She was 33. According to police, Underwood was crossing an intersection in Brownsville when a black Ford Explorer SUV hit her. In the morning, while lying on the street, she was then subsequently struck by another car, a black and gray sedan. Police say both drivers left the scene and they are investigating. Underwood starred in Nickelodeon's popular children's sketch comedy show All That over 7 episodes in 2005. Julie Walker, New York.
You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.